just enough for me and my table. That's the most selfish thinking that there is. We need enough to feed people. We need enough to be a blessing to everywhere we go, and in everything we do, we want to have more than enough to be a blessing to somebody else. Just enough of me and my, that ain't humble. No, it's not. Okay. The first blood sacrifice where God slew two animals. And this is why he was showing them to Adam and Eve that the innocent was going to die for the guilty. These animals were innocent. There had been no blood shed ever. Think about it, ever. Nothing had ever been killed. But God took two of them and shed the blood and took the coats of skins and clothed Adam and Eve, hiding now their shame and their nakedness. See, what they had done at first, they took fig leaves. See, when you walk away from God, you start to see shame. See, when you walk with God, God covers you. And you may not be all that, but you know you love God, and you have a clear conscience. There's no condemnation unto you. But when you walk away from God, all of a sudden, whoa. You see how bad you look, and others see how bad you are. So God took and clothed them, but they had initially taken and sown fig leaves. Now, in Mark chapter 11, don't turn there, just write it down, but Jesus saw a fig tree far off, and he was hungry. And when he got to the tree, there was nothing on it but leaves. And so the Lord, interesting, it seems almost uncharacteristic, but he cursed the fig tree. Well, there was significance to that. You can tie Genesis 3 to Mark 11 because they, of their own accord and their own works, sowed leaves. And Jesus cursed the leaves and said, listen, in other words, that sowing of leaves upon themselves could represent man's religion. Amen. See, man trying to cover himself up aside from God. See, religion tries to get you to God. Salvation brings God to you. Religion is man trying to get God, get to God. You can't do it except through Jesus. But salvation is God coming to man. So he cursed the fig tree, or he cursed the leaf, because all it had was leaves. So religion in actuality is cursed. There's no life in religion. There you won't find God in religion. Amen. Let me say that again. It's not even about religion. It's about a relationship and a kingdom. It's not about religion, which religion is right. It's not that you struck out with religion. You strike out. It's about a relationship. So God's first blood sacrifice covered Adam and Eve's sin with animal's blood. His final blood sacrifice covered you and me with the blood of his son. Tell somebody, I'm under the blood. Hopefully before I stop tonight, you'll have a good understanding of what it means to be under the blood. See, we sing songs and we think about the blood, but it was something about that blood. Do you know when his blood was shed on Calvary, and there were many places the blood came from, the side, the crown of thorns, the hands, the feet, but when the blood touched the earth, he broke a curse. The blood broke a curse. When the blood was mingled with the sweat of his brow, when he had the crown of thorns on and the blood was mingled with the sweat of his brow. Remember, the curse was that man would eat bread by the sweat of his brow. it would be hard. It would be difficult. It would be a drudgery. Well, when he bled there, he mingled the blood with the sweat. Now he says his yoke is easy. Help me, Holy Spirit. His burden is light. See, some people are working too hard when you need to back up and let God do some stuff. Because the burden is light now. His way is easy. Yoke is easy. It's not a heavy yoke. That's religion. But see, the blood, when the blood was mingled with that sweat, he broke a curse. Tell somebody, it ain't hard. You know, somebody that says it's just so hard. Well, you need some rest. You need to filter out your mind. The way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. The path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more unto that perfect day. That's Proverbs 4:18. That's in your Bible. There's a path of the destroyer, and there's the path of the just. Through choices, you can stay out of the path of the destroyer, where the evil one cannot touch you. Say amen, lights. He has no right in your face, no place in your house, no business touching your body. He can't get in your finances because you're not walking in the path of the destroyer. Somebody say the blood. Now in Leviticus chapter 17, in verse 11 it says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul." Now, just so we understand, atonement. That says the blood makes an atonement for the soul. Atonement means to cover. Amen. Atonement means to cover. Let's make it real, real plain so we can get it and understand our status and stature in the kingdom as sons and daughters of God. Amen. Let me say it again. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Now God, all through history, made blood covenants. He made covenants with Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Isaac, David, and finally with Jesus. There's a covenant, a new covenant. Now, when we talk about the blood covering, the first thing I like to point out is that the blood, because of the blood, you are protected. Stop looking at CNN and then you get scared and go out and buy a big old dog and, you know, buy your guns. And No, because of the blood. Tell somebody, the blood got me covered. See, Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge." He went on to say, "Though 1,000 fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left," he said, "it won't come nigh you." Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Do you believe it can't come nigh you? The blood protects. We are under the blood. Because of the sacrifice of Christ, we are under the blood. Amen. The blood covers us. He's made atonement for us. So stop walking in fear. Stop walking in wavering all the time, uncertainty. God says, my thoughts toward you are peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. He said, it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. So stop thinking, amen, fear and doubt and uncertainty and, you know, it's getting bad out there. So what? Amen. The light is shining brighter and brighter in the kingdom. My Bible tells me, arise and shine, for your light has come. and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, how you going to drive your car always looking in the rearview mirror? You're going to hit some pedestrians. You're going to run off the road, kill some dogs. You're going to all kind of crazy stuff. Just looking in the mirror. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. Watch where you're going. Stop talking about what you're going through and look where you're going to. We are on our way to glory. There's a kingdom that's going to be established in this earth, and the best is yet to come. Amen. Darkness shall cover the face of the earth, and gross darkness the people. But he said, rise and shine, for your light is come. Your light is come. And it's because of the blood. The blood makes atonement for your soul. Say it with me so you can remember it. The blood makes atonement for my soul. Now let's divide this thing up. You are a triune being. That's what makes us like God. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. There's purpose for all of it. But it says, the blood makes atonement for my soul. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotions, the intellect, the psyche, all that stuff that this world tries to trip you up with and discourage you with and deceive you about. The word says the blood makes an atonement for your soul. You see, my spirit is saved already. Touch yourself right here and say, my spirit's saved. Say, the devil can't touch this. You don't even sin from your spirit. Amen. That's where we communicate with God. But now it's your soul. John said, I would, brethren, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, there's where we have to be transformed. There's where we have to grow. There's where we have to be in touch with our spirit to release the life of God. Because it's in your spirit that you communicate with God. But if this is all messed up and thinking crazy and worried and fearful, God can be talking to you, but you're not hearing him. But tell somebody, I'm under the blood. Come on. After today, you're going to see it differently, and you're not going to accept the lies of the devil that have been oppressing you, amen, deceiving you, trying to harm you in your mind. We have the mind of Christ, and the blood has made atonement for our soul. Amen. Tell somebody, I ain't crazy. Bible says that we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and what? Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it loud one more time. You have the mind of Christ. You think like God thinks. The Bible says the thoughts of the righteous are right. Why are you always second guessing yourself? Oh, I just don't know. No, we have the mind of Christ. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.